Yes, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Jack Farmer, and this is Elite of the Week, the show where we power rank the top 10 wrestlers of AEW Dynamite. Now, I am on location. I am away from the office, so working from the Airbnb today, but that doesn't mean you're not getting a show. Let's count these wrestlers down, but before we do, I do want to give a quick thank you to everyone who watches, shares, comments, likes, subscribes, five-star reviews, all that good stuff. You are very appreciated. You're the reason I do the show. So let me know in the comments who you think the top wrestlers should be on this week's AEW Dynamite. But hey, enough of the meandering, enough of waiting. Let's get into the countdown and find out who is the Elite of the Week. Number one, we are going with Christian Cage. He came out, he didn't have a match, but look, he didn't get one title shot. He got two title shots. He's going to get a shot at the Impact Championship as well as the AEW Championship, all without having to have a single match this week. And that, my friends, is exactly what gets you to the top of the power rankings. At number two, it's Chris Jericho, who came out in the main event, and he got powerbombed again and again and again and again and again. And you know what else he did? He won the match. He somehow found a way to beat Wardlow, and now he is getting to the fifth and final chapter of the Five Labors of Jericho. At number three, it's the Good Brothers. They came out to AEW's turf, and they defended their Impact Wrestling Tag Team Championships against a team that almost got the jump on them. But they were able to do what champions do, and that's win. This week, the best dressed. Let's not pretend we don't know who it is. It was Andrade. That suit. Are you kidding me? That tone of brown looked amazing on him. Probably the only guy that could pull it off. Amazing suit, Andrade. You are the best dressed of the week. At number four, it's Jungle Boy and Luchasaurus. They didn't just get a tag team title shot this week, which again, as mentioned, getting title shots, that's what you're here for. But they also dunked on the champions. Well laid up on the champions, but saying dunk sounds better. You know what I mean? They still scored on the champions, so great week for Jungle Boy and Luchasaurus. At number five, we have Chris Statlander. She was attacked earlier in the night, and so when she had a match later against Nyla Rose, it seemed like a done deal, but she said, no, not on the planet I come from. I'm getting the win anyways, and that's exactly what Chris Statlander did. At number six, we have Kenny Omega. He was the guy who won in that opening match to start off the show. And even though people were flying all over the place in every which way, he still found a way to get the win. Now, he has to defend two titles in the span of a few weeks, but a win is a win is a win, and that's what he got tonight. At number seven, speaking of wins in the opening matches, you got to give it to the Young Bucks. Their tag team excellence got them a win against guys who not only can fly just as well as them, but are really just as technical in the Sydals as well as a Dante Martin that showed up to show out. But Young Bucks got the win, and so they get this place on the power rankings. And of course, time for the dud of the week. And the dud of the week is a part I don't like to give out. It's part of the show I don't like to do, but if you're going to have Dynamite, sometimes there's going to be a dud. If we're going to rank everyone, someone is at the end of the list. And unfortunately, the dud of the week this week is Wardlow. I'm sorry, buddy, but your own friend MJF took you to task at the beginning of the show. And then you came in that. You look great, but you didn't get the job done, which was exactly what MJF warned you about at the beginning of the show. You had a good match, but it was not a good night for Wardlow. At number eight, it's Dante Martin. He didn't get the win, but man, he took his chance at being on network television and really went for it. He didn't just grab for the brass ring. He dove for it. He jumped. He looked like Thelma and Louise diving all over the place. It was amazing, and he really showed we need to see more of him on Dynamite week in and week out. Number nine, it's Darby Allin. Darby Allin, again, a big win here. Now, I would have put him a little bit higher, but I would have thought that maybe he would have been able to put away his challenger a little quicker than he did. But doesn't matter. At the end of the day, he still got the win and still finds himself at number nine on this week's power rankings. At number 10, it's Evil Uno and Stu Grayson. They haven't had a lot of tag team matches on Dynamite recently, but they came out today and reminded us all why they were the backbone and the foundation and one of the first tag teams AEW signed and why they were so good. They were able to build a group of like-minded people around them. Incredible showing, incredible talent. And even though they didn't get the titles, they did show they deserve to be in that conversation. And finally, the Farmers Market pick, the person that if a wrestler was a stock, you would invest in them. I call him Farmers Market because, look, my name's Jack Farmer. Farmers Market is fresh produce. Who is the fresh wrestler market, a stock market? If you could invest in a stock, which one would you invest in? It's all very clever wordplay. But if you were to invest in a wrestler today because their stock is about to go up, it's got to be, without a shadow of a doubt, Daniel Garcia, second week in a row on Dynamite, second week in a row in the ring with Darby Allin, and he put on a phenomenal effort after what Excalibur says was six matches in 7 days, including a 60-minute time limit draw. The fact that he showed up is incredible, but the fact that he actually went down to the wire with one of the best in AEW shows that he is a guy that if he was a stock, you need to invest in Daniel Garcia right now. That does it for me this week. This is Elite of the Week. We power rank all the wrestlers. Let me know if you think I got it right, if you think I got it wrong, who you think should go where. That's how the show works. Like, comment, subscribe, share. And as always, until next time, do your best and be yourself.